to nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Thank you.
Testing, testing, testing. 1, 2, 1, 2. Are we on the air? I think we are this time. Let's turn up the volume a little bit to see if all this works. Sometimes I wish all this equipment in the studio here would stay the same, but it doesn't. There is new stuff every week. And this week I have a brand new Vestax mixer, which is really nice. It's a very red battle mixer, except the big problem with this thing is that a lot of the writing is in red as well. So you have red on red, and I have no idea what half of these knobs do because you can't see it. So I'm trying to adjust mic levels and mic sounds here. And well, let's see how it goes from here. Anyway, I see my meters working, so I know some signal is coming through. So let's try this again. Cosmic Overdrive 127 live from Amsterdam last week. I don't know what happened. I played this track, I was on the air, and well, at the end of this track I wasn't on the air. Maybe the IFM computer did not like this track. I cannot imagine why, because it is a fantastic track. You've got Fetus on Your Breath. And a feeling that I think every one of us knows at some point in their lives. The track is called I Am Surrounded by Incompetence. It could be, for some of us, it could be your theme song for your life. I don't know. I'm a big Fetus fan, so I like all this stuff. Anyway, this is from the first Fetus album, or album, mini album, Death, from 1981. On Self-Immolation Records, like most of the original Fetus releases. And, well, any excuse to play Fetus is a good excuse by me. Anyway, we're doing a show, I think I call it The Outer Edges of Wave or something. We're playing some extremities this program. And the next one we're going to play is from a Belgian guy that used to be in the Polyphonic Size. Belgium or French, I don't know. Anyway, the artist name on this track is Rel Rex. The track is called Program, and it's from a compilation album called B9 on Sandwich Records, also from 1981. And I think it's the only thing ever released under this name. Program.
The others. hands over body, here comes my foot. I don't need your cry ass shit. Tempers rise and take a fit.
The spirit, the king of blood, sperm, vomit, and piss. A fetus wrote about it and made songs about it. Gigi Allen did it live on stage. Gigi Allen and the Scum Fucks, Bite It, You Scum. 3.5 minutes of pure fucking aggression. I love this track. This is one of his... his best tracks. I think a lot of them are. It kind of turned into a joke in the end. But this is great stuff. I think also with all kinds of other punk legends in his band on this recording from Hated in the Nation, originally a cassette on Royal Records from 1987, and I think later it was all released on CDs and compilations and blah blah all that stuff, but this is the original cassette recording, so great stuff. And speaking of all kinds of dirty subjects to write songs about, another band that did that really really well was Coil, and from their Scatology album, this is Godhead Deadhead.
us crazy for that stuff. Super speed, let's drink. Hit the world's speed freak. Let's drink super speed. You know we lost that war, yeah. He was a burnout psychopath. He always wanted more. A junkie and a maniac. That's why he lost that war. Super speed, let's drink. Hit the world's speed freak. Let's drink super speed. You know he lost the war, yeah. You know he got the best to be the mean machine. 6 shots a day, a straight Vervedine. Super speed, let's drink. Hit the world's speed freak. Let's drink super speed. You know he lost that war, yeah. He was a crystal map whore. And so with the SS, it was a blitzkrieg super speed that made the other races less. Super speed, let's drink. Hitler was a speed freak. Blitzkrieg super speed. You know he lost that war, yeah. Super speed, blitzkrieg. Hitler was a speed freak. Blitzkrieg super speed. You know he lost that war, yeah.
Yeah, we know he lost that war. I think we all heard something about that. Anyway, the best of The Hague, Johnny Cohen and the New Age Nazis on Motorwolf Records. Where else, I would say. Hitler was a speed freak, a classic Motorwolf from, I think, about 2000, I would say, around that time. Anyway, it's a bit older. Red vinyl 7-inch with a pig swastika on the front. And anyway, good stuff. And before that, Coil, Godhead, Deadhead. And I saw this last weekend, I saw the new band of Guy Tevares from Motorwolf. And his new band is called Santa Cruz. And it's kind of a mix of doom metal and 70s hard rock. And he told me some crazy stories about the band, as usual. And but I have to say, it was really, really good stuff. They're going on a European tour in the spring somewhere. And there's also a record coming out. But if they pass through your town, don't miss it, because, it's kind of a treat. Anyway, I really enjoyed that. And let's play something else. Let's see, what are we going to play here? Let's do some more 7-inch madness. Another one from 1981, I guess. 81 was a good year, and not only for tonight, but it was in general. There's lots of good stuff that came out in that time, and one of them was this 7-inch on the La Fender Soundtracks label by Those Helicopters, and the track is called Dr. Janov.
Thank you. We're gonna give it the electric chair in time telling you. Hold on, hold on. Tomorrow we'll be there. I see 100 million lone mutants, and they are glowing in their dark despair. But I'm telling you, hold on.
Stuff. After the fall, we will be born again. If I was wearing a hat, I would take it off to him because I really, really like this track. For me, it's the perfect track to get rid of, I don't know, winter depressions or anything like that. But I don't know. I think it's actually sounds more like it's about, I don't know, the Cold War or something, because there's lots of pointers to a radiation and stuff like that. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's a fantastic track by Klaus Nomi, After the Fall, from the Simple Man album. And this is 82, I believe. I'm trying to read the label at the same time. Yeah, 1982 this is. And of course, Klaus Nomi, no longer among us, like many other great musicians. But hey, he left a pretty good musical legacy, and this is one of the better tracks. Actually, all his albums are worth searching for. I think there's two, and one is like a compilation album or something. Find them, because you will never hear anything like it again, whether you like it or not. Some people actually hate it. I've talked to people that cannot stand that that opera voice that that he does, but I think it it fits the music really well. Anyway, let's continue with some more 7-inch madness. What do we have here right now? We have What's Noise, also. One 7-inch only ever on Noise Records, and then poof, gone. The track is called Eyes of Death.
Thank you.
Mr. John Bender. You can call your track 27B4, A Rainy Day Sunshine. But of course, if you know anything about music history, you recognize that this track is actually Rainy Day Sunshine Girl by Faust from, I don't remember from which album, but it's an old Faust track from the 70s. But this is a great cover. Actually, well done in the spirit of Faust, I would say. John Bender, one of the great mysteries of minimal synthesizer music. He made some records and a lot of cassettes as well in the early 80s, and then kind of vanished from the scene. And nobody really knows who he is, where he is, whatever. I think he's still alive. That's the only thing. But I heard that this year sometime, I think Vinyl On Demand is going to release a box set with all the great John Bender tracks on it. And normally I stay away from those box sets because, they're expensive for one. And I'm what is known here in Holland as a knakenputzer, a cheapskate. And I try to get all that stuff for a bit less money than what all those boxes tend to cost. And a lot of times there's stuff on there where I think, well, you know, there's a reason why things were never released or why things only stayed on cassette. And it's not always the most interesting material, only interesting from a historic point of view. But for the John Bender box, I think I would make an exception because, these records are impossible to get. I've never seen one. I've never seen one for sale. So that will be the only way to get John Bender on vinyl, and well, that's where it belongs. And so I'm kind of waiting for the release of that box. Anyway, let's continue. Shall we go back to 1981? Yeah, why not? From a compilation album on the Things from the Crypt label, and I think the album is also called Things from the Crypt. And if I remember correctly. No, I don't remember correctly. The track is called Pepsi Cola and the band is called Soft Drinks. We'll be right back. music to punch people in the face to. The sound of madness, the sound of violence, the sound of the mighty Earache label. From 1991, Old and Matsuran from the Low Flux Tube album. I saw them live in those days when they released this record. And I was really amazed that the guy could actually sing like this for a full, what was it, hour and a half or whatever. Absolutely amazing to hear that voice. He really sounds like a complete madman. Anyway, I really love this the music. It's almost physical violence pressed into the grooves. Good stuff. I don't know if they made any more records. It's one of those bands that vanished from the face of the earth after a while. Too bad, because, I really like this. But on the other hand, I can understand that, I don't think your voice can do this for 20 years. So maybe better to make one statement and then fade away, as they say. We are fast approaching the end of the show, and I'm going to play one more track for you on this episode of Cosmic Overdrive, number 127 on Intergalactic FM. Let's see what we have here. We have Loki Sleepwalker from the One Giant Leap compilation made by a guy from Melody Maker that wanted to showcase a bunch of new bands, 1983, this is from. And I'll see you next week for Cosmic Overdrive 129. Good night.
Within the towers of living rock, in Asgard's halls of fair, shadow shrouds the Lord God's brows, pervades the very air. Accelerate, behold us beat, strike the Titan gong, for the gods will dance like puppets to a long predestined song. Dance the astral cyclones, gasp the ether thick with foresight, senses scream of sentient creatures, Loki.